African Club football gets top billing this evening.
Kim, we're going to kick off with African Club football. The Confederation of African Football, CAF, held draws Tuesday for its two main club competitions, the Champions League and the Confederation Cup, at its headquarters in Cairo, Egypt. In the CAF Champions League, Africa's top club competition, eight teams were placed into two groups of four each for the mini-league stage. And for the first time in history, three Algerian clubs, MC Ouma, USM Alger, and defending champion Anton Satif, were drawn in the same group, Group B. The Sudanese club El Merrek rounds out the group. Group A, meanwhile, features Smouha of Egypt, Maghreb Tetouan of Morocco, Al Hilal of Sudan, and TP Mazembe of the Democratic Republic of Congo. The group phase in the CAF Champions League kicks off in late June, with the top two clubs from each pool advancing to the two-leg semifinals in September and October. The Champions League final in October and November will also be played over two legs. In the CAF Confederation Cup, the draw was held for the 16-team playoff round. The eight winners of the Confederation Cup second round, plus the eight losers of the Champions League second round. The eight Confederation Cup playoff ties will be played over two legs. First leg matches will be the weekend of May 15th to May 17th, and the return legs the weekend of June 5th to June 7th, and the eight winners will advance to the group stage. Let's take a look at the eight Confederation Cup playoff matchups. Defending Confed Cup champion Al Ahly of Egypt, winner of a record eight Champions League titles, will take on Club Africain of Tunisia. Another Tunisian side, Esperance, will play Ghana's Hearts of Oak. AC Leopards of Congo Brazzaville are matched against Wari Wolves of Nigeria. The Wolves are the only Nigerian team remaining in the two main African club competitions. CS Sfaxien of Tunisia will play ASEC Mimosas of Ivory Coast. Vita Club from the Democratic Republic of Congo is matched against Stade Malien of Mali. Orlando Pirates of South Africa will play AS Kaloum of Guinea. Zamalek of Egypt will meet Sanga Belende from the Democratic Republic of Congo. And Raja Casablanca of Morocco is matched against Etoile Sahel of Tunisia. Again, the eight winners of those two-leg playoff ties advance to the CAF Confederation Cup group stage. Just ahead on the Sunny Side of Sports, a look at the first leg semifinal matchups in Europe's top club football tournament, the UEFA Champions League.
Hey, this is VOA's Downtown Brown.
I'm Tough Tough.
And we have a guest, Hakeem. We're taking a break from EPL Question of the Week, and so we're going to move on to UEFA Champions League. We have Real Madrid versus Juventus May 5th, Barcelona versus Bayern Munich May 6th. Let's start off with like some predictions. Tough, you want to go first?
Just random playing. I think the final is going to be a Clasico final. I hate to say it.
Ooh.
But that's, I think that's what it's headed to, because I don't see Bayern surviving Barcelona the way they're playing. And especially with all the injuries that Bayern has. And then Real Madrid, I like Juventus because they've almost wrapped up their home title too. But I don't think Juventus has enough strike power. Even though Real Madrid conceded a lot, I still think that Real Madrid have enough firepower to go through because they've handled Atletico.
I'm going to say a little differently, actually.
Oh.
I'm going to give you guys a La Liga versus a Italians.
Of course.
That's what I'm going to go and say. because I'm a big Italian fan, but I think, like you said, you know, like Real does concede a lot of goals. And for some reason, I'm very little picky about Real, especially this year. There's been a lot of problems they've had. They've had, you know, many, many issues. Injuries, lack of performance, fans hating them for many different reasons. But do I think that they can pull it off? I don't think they can. I mean, their attacking is always great. They do show you guys, all of us, a good game of soccer. But making to the finals, I see that Juventus could give them a very, very tough time. Way tougher than Atletico did. But Juventus, I think, has some plans up their sleeves. That's what I think.
Pogba is actually, he's doing extremely well. He has 9 goals so far. And then
he's going to be a huge factor.
Yeah, he's a huge factor in the game.
Are going to be very big.
A best passer in that league.
The thing about Champions League is that, especially when it gets to this level, it always depends on that second leg. That second leg makes a lot of difference. It doesn't matter even if you scored, if you got scored on a couple goals at home on your first leg, but when you go home, in your own home, and you know, because a lot could change. You know,
just like with the Bayern game, it was Porto, but it's still Porto.
Yeah.
It was they had a 3-1 going into the second leg, and then six Porto, goals, the, ridiculous.
The
I think about what happened with Porto is that I think Porto did not know how to actually defend a lead.
Yeah,
that was a problem.
Yeah, very true.
Against a team like Bayern.
Yeah, and to them it was a huge learn a lesson kind of.
Oh yeah,
and Bayern should have saved some of their healthy players.
Yes,
now they have to go against top defenders.
Going to that, Barcelona has been playing an amazing game this season.
Yeah,
and probably their peak.
I do have a couple of issues with their formations, especially that the fact that Suarez now is the head striker, is the main striker, which they don't play that. They always play 4-3-3, but when you put Suarez there, he doesn't really fit that 4-3-3 formation. He fits that 4-2-3-1 kind of formation, you know?
But what I do like about Suarez is, compared, because the last time they had a striker like this was Ibrahimovic, and he was not happy.
So
this guy can actually come to the middle, take the ball with him. And he's a Latin American player, which means he has a little bit more understanding of that passing flair.
And I think that's my thing. I'm going to disagree with you on that, because I don't see that kind of a player coming out of Suarez. Suarez is that last man. That's how I see it. But my issue...
He's a game winner. He's a game winner.
He's a finisher. Yes. I definitely agree. But my issue is Messi. Where's Messi?
Messi's there.
Messi's there. But Messi's been playing a different formation with that type of style nowadays.
Sure.
Because
hasn't stopped this kid.
Okay. But when you're watching these games, but you see that Neymar has been taken over. That's my thing. Neymar's always in that.
Neymar isn't an X factor to one of the three best leading scorers probably on La Liga. But you have Messi, who's creating the situations. You have Xavi, who's also even creating the situation. You have so many players rather than just Suarez creating situations for the team.
Yes, the more rather than Xavi, but Xavi comes in later.
and see, the thing, what scares me about Barcelona as a team, and I think they can win almost every trophy available to them this year, is the fact that, like you said, there's Messi's been taken over maybe, and then Neymar's been taken over, Suarez. But it's rotating.
It's rotating.
Like, even within the same game,
you can
see different players scoring
fine.
And assisting each other.
It is rotating, and you know, the last... How many years when we all talk about Messi and Ronaldo? Okay, well, enough of that. You know why? Because in Champions League, and you see this all the time.
Oh, yeah.
Champions League, those two guys, the greatest players in the world, cannot shine the way they do in La Liga.
It's very true.
Now
very
I'm going to say this many times, and I've said this before too. That's what's happening. That's why Neymar is the X factor for Barcelona. Neymar will actually win them beating Bayern Munich, and I guarantee you that, because Messi... I mean, I got nothing against him, but I just see that sort of like that how Neymar has stepped up his game lot more than Messi has.
Yeah.
And that's what I think. And I just want to make one more point. I don't see how Barcelona winning this game very easily, because we're all talking about Bayern Munich. And there's plenty of injuries and a couple
of... That was actually a good question.
But the reason is... You're going to ask me that?
Yeah, no, I was going to ask you, do you think that if Barcelona beats Bayern Munich, that makes it less glamorous? The way how many injuries Bayern has right now doesn't make this victory.
It could, but we're not talking. We haven't brought up Pep Guardiola. Remember,
he's played him before.
But remember, the one person who would understand Barcelona would be Pep Guardiola. You know, because he knows the team.
Yeah,
he practically built it. You know,
but does he have the players to match those players?
Sometimes a right coach could put some right players in there and tell him, hey, this is what you got to do.
I think it'll be the biggest test for him.
It will be the biggest test.
His name finally, because you know, people accuse him of having an easy team the whole time.
Yeah.
This could be his challenge. And
that's
good to see.
Thanks for listening, you guys. I'm VOA's Downtown Brown.
I'm Tef Tef.
And I'm
special
Hakim.
Guest.
Yeah, special Hakim. Guest Hakim.
It's glad to be here. Thanks, guys.
That boom, 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 that boom, 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 boom. the beat rock.
Let the beat rock.
Voice of America, VOA, Washington. They're playing basketball. We love that basketball.
In National Basketball Association playoff action Monday night, the Chicago Bulls and the Los Angeles Clippers both posted road victories to take one-game-to-none leads in their conference semifinal series. In the Eastern Conference semifinals, the Bulls defeated LeBron James and the Cleveland Cavaliers 99-92. And in the Western Conference semifinals, the Clippers defused the Houston Rockets 117-101. In Cleveland, Derrick Rose scored 25 points for the Bulls, and Spanish teammate Pau Gasol added 21. Kyrie Irving had a game-high 30 points for the Cavaliers, while LeBron tallied 19 points and 15 rebounds. The Cavs were without two of their usual starters, Kevin Love and J.R. Smith. Love is out for the rest of the playoffs because of a shoulder injury, while Smith was suspended for the first two games of this series against Chicago. Meanwhile, in Houston, Texas, star forward Blake Griffin had a big game for the Clippers with 26 points, 14 rebounds, and 13 assists to lead Los Angeles to victory. The Clippers played without star point guard Chris Paul, who injured his hamstring 3 days ago when the Clips ousted the defending NBA champion San Antonio Spurs from the playoffs with a dramatic Game 7 victory in Los Angeles. I'm VOA's Sonny Young, and that's the sunny side of sports. Back to Yehias Wuhib and Kim Lewis.